You're listening to the Who Cares News for Tuesday, December 10th, 2019. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan again.
Again. I bid you good morning.
Some random facts for you on this Tuesday morning.
Random facts Tuesday. Woo! Let's do it.
Okay. The oldest university in the Americas is National University of San Marcos in Peru. It's been constantly running since May of 1551.
Wow.
Yeah.
So a Peruvian.
A Peruvian.
University.
University of the Americas. Yeah.
Of the Americas.
South America.
Okay.
Hey, technically, Bruce Springsteen has never had a number one hit. Technically, he's
really?
Never hit number one. The closest was Dancing in the Dark. It hit number two in 1984.
Only number two?
Yeah. But he wrote a song that was number one. Manfred Mann covered it in 1971. It was Blinded by the Light. It went to number one.
Bruce Springsteen has never had a number one hit.
Never had a number one hit. Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't either. The Coen brothers based the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou on The Odyssey, but neither of them ever read it. They just knew the basic plot and the highlights and all the references in pop culture. And the famous pediatrician and author, Dr. Benjamin Spock, won a gold medal in rowing at the 1924 Olympics. Wow.
What a weirdo.
Dr. Spock. Don't spank your children. Spank your adults. All right, it's time... Because they'll like it.
Strangest. When my mother worked in a daycare at our church, there was child rearing books that I read, and it was almost traumatizing.
What? Did you read the Dr. Spock?
There was Dr. Spock, and it's like, that's what?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Right. Crazy stuff.
Ooda water?
Yep. All right, it is time for the Who Cares News. What is happening today?
So we're going to start with your girl, Gwynny.
Yeah, Gwynny.
Tis the season. Gwynny Paltrow's getting into the holiday spirit a little early with the release of her tongue-in-cheek Goop commercial.
Oh, there's a commercial
there's
now
a commercial.
For Goop? Oh, wow.
It features limited edition pieces from the G-Label.
Oh.
Not to be confused with the December collection.
Mm.
In the commercial, Goop is seen modeling items and fashions from G-Label's latest collection. She's preparing for a festive party.
Oh, boy.
And she decorates her home in this commercial.
Oh, my. My.
So it's an action commercial.
It's an action commercial?
Yeah. The narration through is really the killer of the spot.
Okay.
Find your favorite look. Or 11 of them. Look fabulous in each one and get super high in your heels, of course.
Get super high in your heels. I like that. I like that. Okay.
So later in the ad, as Gwynny whips up two cocktails in the kitchen, the narrator then says, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Someone's double fisting and damn it, she's earned it. Cocktails, of course.
Of course. Cocktails. Of course. She takes this seriously. I can't believe she takes this seriously.
That's the tame portion of the video.
There's more.
Do something for others, the narrator begins.
Mm-hmm.
But don't forget about yourself. Yes, that is a vibrator.
Oh, my God.
And so Goop pulls the item out of her stocking, and she leaves the room with a smirk on her face.
Of course she does.
I might have to actually see that.
So it's the G...
I've read about it. I haven't actually watched it.
The G-Label collection. The G-Label collection from Goop. For
she's
Goop.
Actually making money out this crap.
She must be. She's hired a narrator.
She's hired a narrator.
And the narrator probably was a lot more expensive than I would have been, but she could have hired me. I'm for hire.
She could have hired me.
I could. Yeah, you are too. That's right. We're for hire, Gwynny. For hire.
So yesterday,
I
reported on Kim Kardashian West's Christmas decor.
Her decor. And the white Christmas trees that look like rolls of toilet paper shaped in various shapes, including a cucumber. a 6 foot cucumber.
Yeah, that she that's just what it reminds me of.
Calls a in Christmas her minimalist tree house. In her minimalist house.
So I have a scenario for you.
Okay, scenario.
There's a designer sitting back in his or her, you know, little design studio.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's like, tampons. What does this remind me of? I know. A small little Christmas tree. What if... Oh, I have to call Kim.
Oh, my God.
What if...
Oh, my
hey,
God.
Hey, Kim, what if we made these big? And because I have the perfect Christmas thing for you.
I never thought of them like that. Now Let's I pick. Can't get that out of my head. I cannot unsee those damn things.
Let's line your halls and walls with giant tampons.
I cannot unsee that.
Some are toilet paper rolls, and the rest are tampons.
Oh,
giant, fluffy tampons.
Right. Oh, just,
But again, as they walk down the halls and walls,
yes,
it's a bumper for their big egos. Nice and soft.
As we
so Kanye
yesterday.
West has found his silver lining.
Kanye? What? Kanye?
That was the appetizer to this one.
Okay.
However, appetizer. I mean, I can't knock the guy for being religious. I can't.
No, you can't. You really can't.
Mm. Isn't there something about humbleness or something?
Humility, yeah.
Humility, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Kanye, which is not.
He's not.
No.
No.
The polar opposite.
Yeah.
Polar.
You said polar.
White Christmas tree, tampon, anyway, white
Bye.
Christmas.
Anyway.
Kanye has painted himself silver to debut his new opera, Mary, in Miami. I hope it's non-toxic.
Wait, silver. He painted himself silver so he could be in an opera.
To debut his new opera,
about
Mary.
Mary.
In Miami.
Why the silver?
On Sunday.
Why the silver, I wonder.
Well, he took the stage at 4 p.m.
Yeah.
In Justin Bieber style, an hour late. And performed his songs and also featured Christmas songs, including Oh Holy Night.
Yeah.
Drummer Boy.
Okay.
And Gloria and Excelsis Deo.
Well, okay. Redeeming, so, redeeming quality.
Yeah, I can't.
I wonder
knock
if he
that
sang,
part.
Or I wonder if he rapped them, because I don't know that the guy can sing.
I don't.
You know, maybe he had like an orchestra playing in the background. Maybe he had
choir.
A choir. Maybe he's just going like, "In Excelsis Day, A, O." I can
so,
see that.
So Page Six reported
that.
Last week.
I can so see that.
You'll be rapping all day.
I will.
You?
Yeah. To Christmas carols.
And Mr. West was set. Yeah. He was set to debut Mary after his first opera, Nebuchadnezzar. It premiered in Los Angeles last month.
Did it?
It was far from a success.
Far from a success.
Now, since this one is in December, it's
maybe
kind of Christmassy in a sense. I don't understand the silver.
I don't either.
He didn't ask me.
He didn't ask Halle Berry either, because Halle Berry painted in silver. With that, I will bid you adieu.
I'm just guilty because I can't do that.
I will bid you adieu. Have a great day. See you tomorrow, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.